Welcome to today's edition of Crypto Corner at InvestorIdeas.com. News on what's driving the cryptocurrency market. Hello everyone, this is Sam Mowers here. Welcome to another episode of the Crypto Corner podcast. For news today, Hut 8 has posted an update on its proposed business combination. CleanSpark has announced phase two of its mining campus in Washington, Georgia, and the Financial Stability Board has published its global regulatory framework for crypto. Just before we get into the show, though, a quick reminder that if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to share it or leave us a review. And as always, I recommend checking out some of the other podcasts on InvestorIdeas.com. This includes the Cannabis Podcast, the Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, along with many others, all of which will bring you up to speed on the latest stock news and trends in their respective spaces. All right, so Hut 8 Mining Corp, which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol HUT, has posted an update regarding its proposed business combination with U.S. Data Mining Group, Inc., doing business as U.S. Bitcoin Corp., wherein the two firms will combine in an all-stock merger of equals and be called Hut 8 Corp. or New Hut moving forward. The combination, according to the press release, is expected to establish New Hut as a large-scale, public-traded Bitcoin miner focused on economical mining, highly diversified revenue streams, and industry-leading environmental, social, and governance practices. New Hut has filed a further amendment to its Form S-4 registration statement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, or the SEC. Jamie Leverton, CEO of Hut 8, said, quote, "We continue to make progress towards closing the transaction with USBTC and looking forward to securing SEC clearance for New Hut's registration statement in the near term. We believe that once completed, the merger will establish a strengthened, dynamic business backed by both Bitcoin and fiat revenues generated from robust North American-wide operations." End quote. Next up, CleanSpark, Inc., which trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol CLSK, has announced that phase two of its mining campus in Washington, Georgia is now live. Phase 2 boasts a power capacity of 50 megawatts, or just over 15,000 mining machines, of which about 10,500 are already in operation. Zach Bradford, the CEO of the company, said, quote, "The speed with which our team has successfully executed this expansion testifies to the technical expertise and experience that we have gained since we transitioned from an energy company to a Bitcoin mining company. But it couldn't have been possible without local contractors and the Washington, Georgia community, who have been supportive partners of our efforts to generate sustainable economic growth in the area. This expansion has already helped us get more than halfway to our year-end guidance of 16 exahash per second." End quote. Lastly, for today, the Financial Stability Board, or FSB, has published its Global Regulatory Framework for Crypto Asset Activities today, which aims to promote the comprehensiveness and international consistency of regulatory and supervisory approaches. The framework, for which the FSB rather was tasked by the G20, focuses on ensuring adequate safeguarding of client assets, addressing risks associated with conflicts of interest, and strengthening cross-border cooperation. According to the document, central bank digital currencies, or CBDCs, are not subject to recommendations focusing on addressing risks to financial stability. That does it for today's Crypto Corner. If you would like to be a guest or sponsor for this podcast, contact InvestorIdeas.com. Investor Ideas reminds all listeners to read our disclaimers and disclosures on the InvestorIdeas.com website. This podcast is not an endorsement to buy products, services, or securities. Investors are reminded all investment involves risk and possible loss of investment. To hear more InvestorIdeas.com podcasts, please visit InvestorIdeas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can also hear our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and most audio platforms available. This podcast was sponsored by Apptech Payments Corp. Apptech is an innovative fintech company whose mission is to deliver a better way for businesses to provide their customers with immersive commerce experiences. For more information, visit apptechcorp.com. Apptech trades on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol APCX.